This is Austin.
Hi, Austin. Austin, this is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. And I appreciate you trying to get in touch with me. I think you tried to call, and I'm not sure what happened. But you probably do remember speaking with me. You might have looked at the email with your wife, and I did want to answer any questions you guys might still have.
Yeah, I mean, so how are the leads generated? You guys, I pay for the service. You guys do, you know, website, social media.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like just about everything. And then,
right, exactly.
Are the leads, so the, you guys basically are just setting up like the infrastructure for the
yeah,
leads.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're not really generating, you know, leads for you so much as putting you where people who may need your services can find you. I mean, obviously, people in your area would be looking, you know, even today, you know, yesterday, every day, someone is needing roofing repair, roofing services. You might type in best roofer near me. So it's not like a lead-based service, but we do put you right where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. That's the local map or that map result. It pops up right near the top of the page, just below the sponsored ads. We can do sponsored ads, but the package that we were talking about before, the one in the email, does not include Google paid ads. But you'll be in that pack result. That actually gets more traction. Most people skip right past those paid ads anyway. You'll similar placement and a similar spot on Bing. So people that might be using Bing, it's about 1 out of 10 people. They'll find you as well. There is that social media component as well. The Facebook paid ads are included. All of it directs to a website that we'll build. So the website's part of it. We, of course, want to be able to talk about your services and your service area, talk about your company, of course, and then put even before and after photos on there. So that website's included, including the hosting, maintenance, and updating at no additional cost.
Okay. And that $300 a month is, you know, as long as...
It's a fixed rate, yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is reduced pricing, being that you know it's a new business, but you've kind of got experience. So it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's just to make it more affordable for younger companies.
Okay.
And as long as you keep the service, it's going to stay with you. Even if we have to raise our rates, and every few years we go up maybe $50 or something like that, you'd still be looking at that $299. Your rate will never go up, even if our rate goes up.
Okay.
Our success really comes from keeping you on board long term. I mean, obviously, there's still a lot that we do every single month. The heavy lifting, though, comes up front, and we are going to be doing those Facebook ads every month as well. But I've got clients that have been with me for a long time. I just, in last week, April 17th, celebrated my 11-year anniversary with the company. And as a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have. Again, we've been around since 2004.
Okay. Yeah. So what kind of separates, you know, me from all the other roofers perhaps that are utilizing the same type of, you know, service?
Right. So it's not the companies that have been around the longest or the biggest company or even the guy who does the best job. Those aren't the ones necessarily that will populate that first page of Google. It is, though, the ones that have the content online that Google looks for. And there's a lot of SEO companies out there, you know, companies coming out of the woodwork claiming to provide first page placement. Most of them are just a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or some startup company that's been around for a year or less. What's going to separate
you? If I could tell you how many
of
those phone calls.
Exactly. You were saying earlier that you're getting those types of phone calls, right? What's
about every day
you from your competitors is what separates us from our competitors. It's our experience. It's our working relationship with Google. And in competitive industries, you know, it's not like Yelp and Facebook that's going to make a difference for you because a lot of your competitors have those too. But it's things like Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav. those are directories that most people and even most SEO companies aren't aware of. And we don't create that content for your customers to see, but we do create that content for Google to see. And usually it's the directories that you'll have that your competitors won't have. That's what's going to leapfrog you over your competitors, because it reassures Google that if someone were to call you, you could provide that service. So, of course, we'll create all of that content. And it's like a website, you know, it talks about your company, talks about your services. Some of them allow us to put photos on there, too. And that's actually why it's called a search engine. It's not that people go online looking for something, but when someone does a search or a query, the search engines, Google and Bing, kind of index what's online, and it happens in an instant. They search for the relevant content, and the customers, or I should say the businesses that have the right content are the ones that pop up where people will pick up the phone and call you.
Okay. So I wonder if the more services I can provide around, you know, roofing in general, like I can do, you know, kind of roofing and, so I'm a roofing and construction company because I have a lot of subcontractors I typically work with, or just, I've been in the industry so long, so I got, I mean, my guys that do my tear-offs for the roof also are into siding also, or like I got other guys that do gutters and painting. And so I wonder if being a little more versatile and
absolutely.
You know, just adding in all those extra keywords and sub
100%. You are 100% right. It's going to get you more opportunities because you don't know what someone's going to type in. As long as it's a service that you provide or a service that you can get subbed out, we're more than happy to list you off and have that content, even photos for that work on your website. Keep in mind, the initial construction of the website's included. The maintenance and updating of the website's included as well. So as we send you work, you can take more photos, and we can add those photos to your website. And
Which you guys manage. I send it an email to you.
Correct.
And you guys add it. I don't manage
That's completely up to you. A lot of our clients do love the fact that through their client dashboard, which is your reporting system, you can actually access your website, update content, you can upload photos. A lot of our clients love the fact that they can do that. Most of our clients, I would say, still maybe 70-30, most of our clients just want us to take care of everything, and we'll do that too. You know, just email us a photo and say, hey, you know, I like the job we did on this one. Can you add this to the website? We'd be happy to do that. Absolutely.
Okay. Right on.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, you know, I say let's go ahead and do it. Is there just like a, you just pay like the initial $300, or do you guys have like a fee, like an annual fee or anything like that?
Well, I mean, we could do reduced pricing over a longer term. Month to month, it's $299. 3 months is $800, so it saves you $100 over the course of 3 months. It's $2,500 for a flat rate if you prepay for the year. That saves you $1,100 over the course of the year. It is something we can do later on. We just prorate what you've already paid into it. So let's say in a month you say, hey, can I still do the 3 months? We could at that point. And then instead of paying $299 and another $299, at that point it would only be $600 because you've already paid $299, right? So we could always increase the term later on. A lot of our clients do, you know, they like the service, they keep the service. You know, some of them jump in and say, I know I'm going to give it a couple of months anyway. Why don't we do the $800 for 3 months, save you the $100 right off the bat.
Right.
You know, I am already waiving the initial setup fee anyway, so it would be $299 to get started on a month-to-month basis. You can keep it month-to-month as long as you like, or like I said, at any point in time, you can upgrade to a longer term. I think it's, what, $1,400 for 6 months.
Okay. Yeah, let's just start with
the month,
you know,
month.
See how it goes with the first 300, and then depending on the
performance,
I'll definitely, you know, probably just pay for it annually would probably be, you know, the best bang for my buck. So
I mean,
let's see how it goes.
It does save you quite a bit. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on, is this the one you want your customers to call? Is this going to be the number you want on the website?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be this phone number.
The 208-908-3536. Is it a smartphone? you can receive a text message on it, right? The reason I mention that, of course, most of the time, Austin, you simply get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. The website that we'll build for you will also give them the opportunity to tell you where they live, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away who's trying to reach out to you, and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. We'll attach to that contact form thesummersroofing18@gmail.com. Oh, I did want to ask, and I think I might have already asked you, but I did see on the Angie Leads profile, the 246 West Waukesha Street, the business, though, is service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one comes to you, right? That's not an address. So you don't want that address promoted anywhere. That's your residence, right?
Yeah. No, that's my personal home. And actually, I probably need to call them and tell them to take that out.
I don't know why Angie's does that, but Google definitely doesn't want to list your home address. First of all, they wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would.
Right.
But also, you're out in the field most days, so if someone were to drive out there, they might not be able to talk to anybody. So they only list addresses that are physical, you know, street locations, brick and mortar showrooms, and things like that. So they're well versed in hiding addresses. You'd be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that street address. And then we were talking before about like a 50-mile service area. Now, we don't just draw a big circle around you. We will target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods that you most want to target. Of course, we're going to do what's called a client interview. So we'll be scheduling even later today, if you've got time, a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's kind of where we go over, you know, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, any mission statement you've got, motto or slogan, and of course, all the different services you want to be found for. We'll generate a keyword research list, you know, what people might be typing in for the services you want to provide. You can say, hey, looks great, let's go with it. You can say, oh, could you add this? Could you get rid of that? And you can always, you know, update that and say, hey, you know, I just got a contractor I can work with. I can sub out this, that, or the other thing. Just let us know. We can add that content. No cost for that. At this point, I would just do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at that client interview calendar to schedule the follow-up call. And then the other thing that's required of us, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're waiving the setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you've got a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
Mr. Summers, give me just one quick second then to get that set up.
And it's my voice that they're utilizing for...
Yeah, I mean, once we get the recording started, just feel free to answer the questions, but also you can stop me at any time if you've got a question. So I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Yeah, Summers Roofing and Construction.
Okay, perfect. And the and, you want that A-N-D spelled out or the symbol, the ampersand?
Do the symbol.
Okay, I agree. I think it catches more eyes. Makes people look twice at it. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Austin Summers, owner.
Okay. Mr. Summers, as the owner of Summers Roofing and Construction, Austin, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Then it says to get results as fast as possible, Austin, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is in fact our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you. For that reason, we specifically do request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Austin, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is at this point month to month. The reason we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that your business information is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Austin, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, no, sounds good.
Perfect. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. Like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, again, with this being a reduced rate and the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive, will be charged today's date, the 22nd of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Austin, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches. In this case, it will also include the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, and we'll be including the Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 22nd of the month in that same exact reduced rate, that $299. Again, that rate will never go up on you. Because it is a month-to-month service, no contract, and completely at will, of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service, too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Austin, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Summers, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Austin, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. That actually
sounds pretty flexible.
That does conclude the voice verification. That initial payment of just $299, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best
for you? Visa.
Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
I think this is the business card. Let me double check the name on it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It has both.
Both? Okay.
So,
for you, just first and last, or any middle initial?
Nope, just first and last.
Okay.
And then Summers Roofing.
And then you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, one more is. 45-11.
Yes, sir.
33-58.
Okay.
10-88.
All right.
30-03.
And then the expiration month and year?
10-26 and 6-4-4.
All right. So I have 6-4-4, 6-44 on the back. I've got October or 10 of 2026 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 45-11, 33-58, 10-88, 30-03?
Yeah, my wife just texted me asking if I could use the business checking account.
Unfortunately, we can't use checking accounts. We stopped doing that about 6 years ago because it gets green on our end, and then we start working on it. We build out a website. We find out 10 days later that it either wasn't an active account or there wasn't any money in it at all. Is there a debit card, though, connected to that account that you would want us to use instead?
No, I mean, the only debit card I have is a personal one, and I was hoping to use the business to kind of use it as the, you know, keep the write-offs all in the same card.
Oh, yeah, sure. If you do maybe in the next month or so get a debit card connected to this business account instead of the business checking account, we can, you know, for the longer term, or if you keep it month to month, we can swap it out at any time. You can even do that yourself. You can either give us a call or you can change the billing information through your client dashboard. And that particular card, does that bill at the 246 West Waukesha Street?
Yep, 83646.
That's 83646. Perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to get a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, let me just throw my notes up here.
That's what I do.
Yeah, this is honestly the only thing I've really had trouble with is just trying to figure out how to do all the stuff that you guys provide services for.
And yeah.
I'm a roofer, not a Google marketing guy.
You're absolutely right. And, I mean, it's funny that you mentioned that because you're not only going to get the confirmation email, you're going to get an additional email, and I'll walk you through it too. But you're going to get an email that says something like action needed, photos needed for your Google verification. And Google's made the process of getting PIN verified even more comprehensive and more challenging than it ever was. And for business owners, it's always been a bit of a challenge. But it's all by design. Google wants to make sure that businesses that are on Google, especially the ones on the first page, are in fact actual legitimate businesses. So you're going to get an email. You're going to get the confirmation email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's Mountain Time. The phone number is going to be on there. It's 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent with those hours Monday to Friday. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If they receive the email during business hours, they'll follow up with you within that business day. If they get the email after business hours, or if they're extremely busy, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Like I said, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, so you'll get in a minute or two the welcome email and the other one I was talking about, the photos needed. Looks like you might have already gotten the Local Splash initial invoice. If you can open that up, I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. Usually gets you towards the beginning of the hour. Get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. So at this point, we could not do one. But there's a 2 o'clock and a 3 o'clock. We're actually booked out at 4. Would either 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock work out for you today, or should we be looking at something for tomorrow?
Said it's about a half hour.
Takes about a half an hour. You don't have to be in front of a computer. You can be working or doing anything. I was going to say working out just as a play on words, but I know you already hit the gym today. But as long as you can carry on a conversation, you know, does 2 o'clock or 3 work for you today?
Let's see, it's 1:40. Let's do 2 o'clock of work. Let's pick up my kid at 3. But
So it gets you probably, you know, 2:05, something like that. I get you off the phone about a half an hour after. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions you may have before handing it over to them. I may already be on a call, in which case they'll call you anyway. They'll take really good care of you. They'll have your file. I did want to add a little bit of extra protection here for you, just a question and an answer, whether I am on that follow-up call or not. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Summers Roofing and Construction, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to the security question. And more importantly, anyone who calls you, especially if it's in like 5 or 6 days or after that, once your website is active, anyone calling you, even if they say they are Google or even if they say they're local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within 15 seconds or so, just politely let them go. If they're calling you and asking you for more money for your Google listing, by all means, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification's already been attached to your account. It is for your protection. It does clearly state that it bills once a month for exactly that $2.99 and never a penny more. I've already got it in my calendar to follow up with you before the month is out. See if you wanted to expand that term, 3 months, 6 months, or 1 year. We can talk about that then. Did you happen to receive that that link by text or email, the one that says, and you should have gotten them all by now as I refresh the page, but the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, that's the one that we want you to look at now. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
Let's see. Got the invoice. Got, what's this one? Local Splash. Passionate about putting your business on the first page.
That's probably the welcome
email. Username. This one is pictures needed.
Okay, so let's go over that one real quick. Pictures needed for Google verification. Like I said, Google wants us to make sure that you are an actual legitimate business. There's a link here for anything you can send us. It doesn't have to be everything, but whatever you can send us will help us to satisfy Google quickly, get things moving forward. So any tools or equipment, your work vehicle, is the business itself licensed or insured?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you can send us photos of that, any business card that you might have. There's not really a workplace, but Google knows that there isn't a workplace. Usually they just want you to take a picture of your vehicle in front of your garage or something like that. And then, like I said, there's that link there. You do have that Local Splash welcome email with the information that I gave out to you before. And then the other one says the Local Splash initial invoice one. If you open that, click on the blue click here, where it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. It takes you to the Local Splash terms of experience. Everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You can scroll through it if you like, but real quick, our main focus is going to be Google. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but like I said, about 1 out of 10 people will be doing their searching on Bing, so we want to make sure that you're listed there as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything Google wants to see. We are doing that custom website for you. We are doing the Facebook ads. Now, you'll see a long line that goes across. It's got your number underneath it, and then a couple of boxes. We want you to click on both of them. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. The other one says that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer. The longer box below it is where you would type in or copy and paste your name. It is case sensitive. So if you're typing it in, the A and S are capitalized. If you're copying and pasting it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you've got your name in there, it's going to take you to a username and password. You do have on the welcome email your username and your password. If you try logging in now, though, it's going to give you an error message that we're still setting everything up. It's just all automated. And it all goes out to you. I recommend giving it a day or so. We certainly do want to do your client interview first before we start creating content. But you do have a username. The default password you can change. Your username you cannot change. But it's easy to remember. It's just your phone number. If you see there, the area code is included. I did still want to add that security question and answer here. Your options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security questions?
Do first pet name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Murphy.
Murphy. M-U-R-P-H-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then, like I said, if I am in between phone calls in that 2 o'clock hour when our technician's ready to give you a call, I'll be able to say a quick hello to you. But I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. In the meantime, if you want to think of photos that you've got already that you can email to us, that way we can get your website started right away. But then, like I said, you can always update that information at any time, either yourself or just email us photos, and we'll do that for you. But other than that, real pleasure speaking with you. Looking forward to getting things going for you. And like I said, hopefully I'll be in between phone calls in that 2 o'clock hour when we give you that follow-up call. Might be a couple minutes after, too.
Okay. Yeah, no, that sounds good. Any photos I send you guys have the ability to slightly edit?
Yes, yeah, we can crop them.
Cool.
Photos that, you know, if, even if they're just taken by your smartphone, you know, if it's on its side, wider than longer, those render nicely on your website. But, yeah, and you can give us some instructions, too, like, hey, can you crop out this part or just focus on that? We'll be able to do that for you. But if not, we'll just kind of use our keen eye and years of experience to take care of that for you. But a lot of our clients do like that they can get pretty much as hands-on as they like. But just send us those photos. We'll take care of the rest.
Okay, because, yeah, I definitely have, like, a lot of before and afters. It's just
perfect.
They either have another company's they have another company's, like, sign out front because I would.
Right.
Previously, I was basically just, like, a 1099 sales and project management representative.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're still my project, however.
Sure.
It just has a different name in front, so.
Okay. I'll even put that in the notes here. Can always email the photos team directly. That's photos@localsplash.com. But anything and everything can go to the support email. Just if you could on any information or any email sent directly to the support email, do include your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. That helps us to easily access the information and forward it out to the right department. All right.
Cool.
You're all set and squared away. I also sent you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records, but it does say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, which is just client interview in English. And then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. You certainly don't have to respond to it, although many people do. And there's no problem if you do. And then there is still enough time, in about 12 minutes or so, you're going to get a reminder email that the call is scheduled the following hour. Those emails go out an hour in advance. Okay?
Okay. Is that something that you guys also set up for, like, myself when I have customers that, like, it has the automation for scheduling?
Oh, for scheduling? We can have our client interview technician talk to you about something like that. If there's any existing widget that you have as far as scheduling and things like that versus calling you directly, a lot of our clients, though, especially our contractors, you know, the project might take a little bit longer than they had expected, so they don't like to have things pre-scheduled because, you know, things might get a little wonky there. A lot of our clients like text messages or phone calls. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls, like I said, but we will send emails to you for longer pieces of information, usually only longer pieces of information, unless that's your preferred method of contact. Usually text or phone, I would think. But did you have any real preference as to how we contact you?
No. Usually text works out best, text. But I think you're right. I know I've seen some contractors use
scheduling,
just send me information, like follow-up stuff.
Yeah.
Not so much, I guess, having the customer set the schedule, but once it's set, it would be nice to have some form of automation to where it's like just reminders for
myself. Oh, perfect. Yeah. So we can have our technician kind of go into detail with that, but that's part of your tracking system. So when you schedule something, you'll even have access to phone calls and things like that. If you forget something, you don't want to call the client back, you can access that information through your tracking system.
Okay. Right on.
All right. Pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello to you in about an hour and 15 minutes or so. But if not, you take care. You have a great rest of the day.
You too, Paul. Thanks.
Thanks, Austin. Thanks a lot. Bye now.
Take care.